From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Ciara Hewlett. Catastrophic wildfires that destroy neighborhoods are destabilizing insurance markets, but one expert says key data to understand the risks is missing. The Mountain West News Bureau's Murphy Woodhouse reports.
The vast majority of wildfires destroy no structures, and a small percentage account for most structure loss. And then there are the extreme outliers. Colorado's Marshall Fire, Lahaina in Hawaii, the LA fires, and other blazes that reduce thousands of homes to smoking foundations. While still rare, they are rattling insurance markets, says Matthew Thompson. He's the lead author of a new paper in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences.
Even though on an annual basis, we may lose $1 million, we may lose $10 million due to wildfire burning homes, there's a chance, however rare, that we could have a $40 billion event or a $50 billion event or even worse.
But assessing the risk of the next Marshall or LA fires, the paper argues, requires, quote, information that we don't yet have. There's abundant data on how wildfires spread, but far less, Thompson says, on how they spread between homes. The paper argues for better sharing and collection of data on the composition of neighborhoods and incidents impacting the built environment. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Murphy Woodhouse.
Brigham Young University's football coach is sticking around. The school and head coach Kalani Sitake have agreed to a long-term contract extension. The announcement came after rumors he was being courted for the head coach job at Penn State. At a media availability, Sitake said he wanted to settle the question.
To make things easier, we'll just quit all the drama and I'm here, you know. That way people don't have to stop in the middle of the road, it's not safe, and roll the windows down and yell at me to stay.
Sitake took the helm at BYU in 2016. Now, the team has won 11 games in back-to-back seasons for the first time since 2006 and '07. This Saturday, BYU will play in the Big 12 championship game where they'll face Texas Tech. An Idaho man pleaded guilty this week to assaulting two U.S. park rangers in southern Utah earlier this year. Gregory Aaron Farley was driving in the Glen Canyon National Recreation Area in May. The rangers pulled him over in a traffic stop, but Farley fled the scene and nearly hit one of the rangers. It ended up in a pursuit. Farley turned his pickup truck around and rammed it into the park vehicle. That made the airbags deploy and jammed the driver's side door. Farley will be sentenced in February. You're listening to KUER News.